good. Thanks for asking.
Awesome. Well, we're talking about the whole health model here for the VA. And Dr. Shale, I'll let you start with this basically and let folks know what whole health is specifically through the Department of Veterans Affairs perspective for veterans here locally in Area 1.
Sure. So whole health is one of the VA's modernization efforts to really just transform the way we think about healthcare. We want to not only be here for when, systems break down or illness or disease strikes, but we want to partner with veterans really early to help them take charge of their health. So we have all sorts of services to do that. Classes where veterans can get support from other veterans also working on their health goals. Ways to help veterans improve their nutrition, get better sleep, emphasize their spiritual connection, and the list goes on and on. So we're just really excited to partner with veterans and help them feel their best.
Jason, let me bring you into the picture. And from your perspective, really, I guess, how long has the whole health model been really under development and fleshed out here for veterans? And from your office, kind of what are some of the different things that veterans can jump into here as they get started?
I think here in Eastern Kansas, whole health has been around for about 3 years, but this past year we're really ramping things up. What I do is I do a lot of outreach. That's my main purpose, is to get the word about whole health out there to our veterans and our community. And the biggest thing that I do is an introduction to whole health class. That's kind of the first step into the pathway for whole health. That's what we do to really sit down with the veteran and explain whole health and see if that's an option for them. And what I'd like to do, if I could, is give you out my direct number for veterans to call in so I can get them scheduled in an introduction to whole health class, if that's okay.
Please do. Go right ahead.
My number is 785-350-4512.
Okay. And do you find, Jason, that there's a lot of veterans here area-wide that even though this has been in front of them for 2-3 years now, that they may be thoroughly unfamiliar here with whole health and what it offers them?
That can happen. I think a lot of times when veterans come to the VA, they're just looking for those clinical routes, and they're not always aware of what's offered. And here at VA Eastern Kansas, we offer a lot of different opportunities for veterans, not just clinical opportunities. So that can be a thing, but that's why we're here, to try to get the word out and inform them of those different opportunities.
Dr. Shale, from your perspective, I wanted to ask you kind of what the benefits are, for this whole health approach, as maybe, essentially providing one or two different things in the immediate side of things here for veterans. And it really sounds like whole health is a much broader, long-term approach here for veterans as they seek out care.
You've hit the nail on the head. We're really just trying to broaden the options and the resources and support for veterans. So I can tell you a story. A recent veteran I connected with this week, he was going through a divorce, and he had really lost his social connections and his habits and routines, and, of course, was feeling a lot of stress. So started to have some physical symptoms like hypertension, increased depression and anxiety. So I was able to meet with this veteran and really help him identify what was most important to him in his life right now, which included getting back connected with other veterans. So we got him connected with a group we do called Taking Charge of My Life and Health that really gave that veteran a positive support system as he was working on rebuilding his life. We also connected him with a service we have called the Healthy Teaching Kitchen, which is a live virtual class that helps veterans learn how to feel more comfortable cooking healthy and low-cost meals in their own kitchen. Lastly, we connected him with a health coach. So he had an accountability partner and buddy as he was able to develop new habits for himself, and work through barriers as the going gets tough. So that's just one example, but there's hundreds. And we always anchor a plan around, again, what's most important to the veteran. It's very rewarding and fulfilling to partner with someone as they just totally transform their life and really find the best quality of health that's possible for them. That's the reward of the work we do.
Dr. Shale, I know you've got a meeting to jump into here fairly shortly, but if you don't mind, expand on that last thought about the satisfaction and the gratification that you see here with veterans that are able to, I guess, really access and utilize the full scope of VA services that are out there and we're starting to unlock here on our airwaves here over the last few months.
Yeah, thanks for the question. You know, I've worked with veterans, some in their 90s, and really starting to explore this holistic care model with them. And some have said, you know, I've been waiting my whole life for people to ask me this or my doctor to ask me these kinds of questions. So it's really, again, just so gratifying to help veterans find the tools for them to feel a level of hope and a level of control in how they feel each and every day. You know, one of the programs we're getting ready to start, in fact, it's we're taking referrals right now, is called GeroFit. And this is a virtual health program specifically designed for older veterans in our rural area. It's a physical fitness program. And veterans, you know, again, it's just so amazing to see veterans connecting with other veterans, feeling that sense of camaraderie as they work on their physical fitness. Right from the comfort of their own home. And we know that keeping your muscles strong and your movement healthy is one of the best things you can do to increase your quality and your quantity of life in the older years. And so these are just some of the innovative programs that we're really working on to try to meet the needs of our veterans, both, you know, here towards our local VA campuses or our major campuses, as well as in our community-based clinics and through virtual care so we can meet the needs of all of our rural veterans as well.
One more question here. And, Jason, I wanted to ask folks how you get the process started, how veterans can get the process started, and what they need to bring to the table at that very first meeting.
To get the process started, just give me a call again at number 785-350-4512. And, you know, we can look into the different options that we have for classes. Or if they, you know, if they just want to sit down with a whole health coach immediately, we can do that too. So, you know, we're here for the veterans. So whatever they want, we can do for them.
Outstanding. Dr. Shale, thanks so much. Jason, thank you very much for joining us here this morning. And best of luck as you continue this whole health model approach here for veterans across our area.
Thank you for the opportunity.
All right, Dr. Cody Shale and Jason Murphy joining us here from the Department of Veterans Affairs. We'll have more on this coming up with news stories here later on this week, including the link to the VA's whole health information page on KVUE and KVUE.com.
Yes, indeed, and they are with us monthly with our Veterans Affairs update here, KVUE Live, and local good veterans information there. It is 8:58.
Can you crack the code? The Emporia Recreation Center is offering a spring break escape room challenge just for you. Gather up a group of your smartest friends and family and see if you have what it takes to escape.